We learned the din of the Mishnah, various halachos relating to Sukkah. The first din is the machlokas from Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkah Lamala Meyesrin. We'll see that in the Gemara, various explanations for the reason for the Tanakama saying pasul. Then we have three dinim that everybody agrees to. One halacha in terms of the minimum height, in a gvas or tefachin pasul. Then the din of minimum of three tfanos. All this, Rashi says, is explained in the Gemara. And then we have the last din that everybody agrees to, chamasam rub mitzilasa psula. Here, Rashi doesn't say explained in the Gemara because it's not a Gemara by us. Rashi offers an explanation. The fact that there's more chama than tzeil means that the tzeil, which is muad, is batel, he says, berov, and therefore it's pasul, and Rashi concludes, al shem haschach karisuka. So we saw the sugya later, daf chav beis in the days, which very much opens up this inyan, this halacha of chamasim u'mitzilasa psula. The Gemara has a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah over there in the second parak. Our Mishnah says chamasim u'mitzilasa psula, which is mashma l'ki hadadi, if they were exactly even, would be kasher. The Mishnah, second parak, says the other direction, silasa meruba mechamasa ksheira, which would imply that in the case of ki hadadi, they were the same, it would be pasul. So that's a stira. What's the din by mechsa mechsa? Which the Gemara answers, kan milmala, kan milmata. Here we have two ways to understand pshat in the Gemara, and then from that, pshat in the Mishnayis, and memela in terms of the lumdish and the svara that flows from it. The Fi Rashi and the Rach also, and many Rishonim learn this way. When the Gemara says, kan milmala, kan milmata, the Gemara means that milmala means what's going on above, the level of the schach itself, how much schach versus how much avir. Milmata means what you have below, where you're sitting in the sukkah, in terms of chama and seil. And that's the question in terms of the diukim are related to different inyanim. When we have in our Mishnah that it's pasul by chamasim u'mitzilasa, and if it would be half and half, it would be kasher, we're talking mat, kan, mi, milmat. In other words, when would be the case of ki adadi ksheira? If milmata, you have the equal amount of tzeil and sun, that would be kasher. Rashi adds, because then you can know that obviously above you have more kanim, more schach than avir. That's the pshat in the Mishnah over here. And the diuk of the Mishnah in the second parak, where we said that it's only kasher when you have tzilsach meruba mechamsa, but ki adadi would be pasul. What are we talking about? We're talking about milmala. Milmala means you have exactly the same amount of kanim as avir. And the reason why that would be pasul would be because, as Rashi explains, the nature of the sun is that the sun gets in on the angle and spreads itself out below, and mela, you can end up having more chama than seil milmata. And that's the reason why it's pasul. So according to Rashi, the basis of the psul boils down, in the case of mechsa mechsa, that would be a problem. That would be because you have too much chama milmata, and that's the reason why it's pasul. But if it's equal milmata, then it's kasha. This is Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam asked the kasha, and the Gemara has the mashal that Rav Papa brings, and what does that have to do with? That has to do with the size of the coins. So the zuz is a smaller coin according to Rashi. The istara, even if its value is less, but its shape, its size is larger, and therefore the mashal is that the sun spreads itself out, and therefore it becomes more chama milmata. This is Rashi. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, Rabosai, Rabbeinu Tam asks, and Rashi numis kashas. He has the kasha in the lashon of Kizuza Kiistera, he feels that it shouldn't be that way. But the main kasha that we focused on is the kasha of Rav Papa himself, who holds in Ervin Tezvav, and quote also in Sukkah Tezvav, that Parutz Ka'omed is mut. In terms of Hilchas Machitza, we know a machlokas Rav Papa, Rehunabed Rav Yeshua, that Rav Papa holds Parutz Ka'omed is considered good enough to be viewed as a valid enclosure. That's in terms of Mechitza of Shabbos. Rav Huna B'Shua says, no, Parutz Ka'omid is no good, because, as the Gemara explains in Erevin, what was the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Mechitza? According to Rav Papa, the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was, because Baruch Hu told Moshe, Al Tifrot Zeruba. Don't have too much more breach than Omid, than the amount that's standing. To the extent that you don't have more breach, Parutz Ka'omid, Mut. That's good enough, it's a valid Mechitza. When Rav Yeshua understands that the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was Gedor Ruba, Hashem said to Moshe, make sure you have Rov Gadur. If you don't have Rov Gadur, then it's a problem in the Mechitza. This is the Machokis by Shabbos, the Mechitza Shabbos, but as we saw from the Sugya Tezvav by us in Sukkah, this is also Negev, the Gemara compares it to Schach as well. If you have Schach, which is partly made of Kasher Schach, and partly made a pasul schach, mekar sukaso, this bishputin mekar samita. So the Gemara understood the Mishnah kipshuto that it says a revach beinayan kemosan, which means the exact amount that you filled in of kasher schach with the amount of pasul schach. Mishnah says it's kasher. Frank the Gemara kasha, what do you do? According to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds a parts ka'ome by mechitza is no good. So obviously we have to understand the comparison, but clearly this much is we know that what we see by mechitza. It's true also in terms of schach. Schach perhaps is also a mechitza of sorts, a mechitza above, and therefore the standards in terms of whether I have a valid enclosure of schach above would be analogous to what we find in mechitza of Shabbos. And therefore, comes Rabbi Otam and asks Akasha and Rashi, how can Rav Papa be the one who says that if you have, right, if you have the case of mechsa or mechsa, milmala, but memela, you're going to have more chama milmata, so that would be the case that we puzzle. How could that be? I have a valid mechitza of schach. A kotra pup, after all, parts call me mut. Now, as we noted, Lameister Papa himself gave something of an explanation. Kistra, there's more sense. So like, Rabbi Otam should be asking, so what? But Lameister, Rabbi Otam has to kasha parts call me. So we have to understand, as we began to discuss yesterday with the Rosh, Tosfos Rid, Pshat, and Rashi, we'll see Mitzvah Shem soon, another approach to answer for Rashi. Before we do that, let's go over Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam teaches the Gemara differently. Memela, the Diyuk can work out differently. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is talking about a different point. Kamil Mal, Kamil Mata does not have to do with the issue of how much sun, how much shade is below. Everything has to do with what's happening on the level of the schach. Rather, what's the issue? The issue is, where are you standing? As Tosis brings it down from Rabbeinu Tam, where are you positioned when you're trying to eyeball and to assess how much schach versus how much avir? If you're standing above at that very point, so then if it looks like nechsa mechsa ki adadi, then what's the din? Kashu. Why? That's a pup. That's parts called min mutter. So kamil maus is the diuk of our Mishnah, that chamasa mutzilasa is pasul, but if it were equal be kasher, that's the case that corresponds to the answer of kamil numala. This is the different than Rashi. And the diuk of the Mishnah in the second parak, that it's only when it's silasa merub me chamasa would be kasher, but kiadadi, if it were equal, would be pasul. What does that mean? Kamil mata means when you are below, when you're looking up, and it appears to you that is kiadadi. So that would be pasul. Why? As the Rabbeinu Tam explains, because the distance, the fact that you're not right there, makes you think that it's exactly even. But in fact, it's not that way, because if it looks to you that it's half and half, really what's happening is there's more avir, and the avir in your mind shrunk and looks like it's really equal to the kanin, but really the avir is the contrary. The avir is really more than the kanin. It looks to you like it's even. Obviously, that means that the way it works is that what shrinks in your mind is in your mind's eye is really the avir, and really the avir is greater. If it looks like it's equal, really it's not equal. Okay, so this is Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. So it comes up according to Rabbeinu Tam. What really is relevant? It's not the chama and itzel that's below. It's exactly the distribution of the schach versus the avir mumala. It's a question of trying to get the proper assessment of what it is. If it's half and half, that's exactly why it's good. But if it just looks that way because of where you're standing, but really it's more obvious, that's the problem. Because that's called Parts Merubah La'Omid. Comes out that when you read our Mishnah, so according to Ben Otam, this is really the din of Parutz Merubah La'Omid being puzzled. That's Chamasim Mitzilas. That's what we're talking about. And the diuk would be a Parutz Kelmid Mutter. That's Mamish Ben Otam's chat in the Mishnah. Which makes us wonder, so why are we speaking about the language of Chamas Mitzilasa, the language used in Erevin is Parutz Merubah La'Omid, or Alabinyan, as it says over there, Pirtzus Yeseris Alabinyan. Like, so why are we changing the formulation? If really it's the same principle that we've used in Erevin Tezvav, what's the significance of using the Lashon Chama and Sel? You obviously have to Taish Rabbeinu Tanz. Let's go back to Rashi. Now, what's the Pshat in Rashi? How does Rashi explain that if you have more chama than sail, no matter, it's a problem? What happened to the issue that Rabbeinu Tam asked? We should have a kosher sukkah because, after all, our papa holds parts komid mutter. So if you have exactly the same amount of schach as you have avir, that should be a perfect sukkah. So what do you mean you have more chama milmata, but umaisa have a perfect schach, a perfect machitz of schach? So we saw yesterday, the Rosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishai, which is a Tosas Rid, we saw it inside, so we'll speak it outside now. What does the Rosh say? Granted, I have a proper machitza based on the principal parts called me. Granted. Beautiful. That's not going to help me for a kosher sukkah. Why? Because there's another halacha in sukkah. What is the halacha in sukkah? That you have to have tzel. The way the Rosh puts it, you have to have tzel merubah. So, mabekach, that I have a good kosher mechitza of schach, based on the standards of mechitza. Parts komid muta. But lemaisa, I don't have enough tzel. If the chama is going to exceed the tzel because of the nature of the chama spreading itself out, then that's a problem. Because that's also a halacha in the din of schach. The Rosh doesn't quite say in the din of schach, but where did we see that lashon? That the schach is no good if there's more chama that's produced than sale. Who said it that way? What? No, the Rosh says something else. The Tosis Rid said it that way. That if the problem in the schach, so we'll say that in the Rosh as well, no reason to make a machokas in this nekuda. The Tosas Rid, who's actually, the Rosh is actually quoting, and he emphasizes the same point that the Rosh makes in terms of Lavud. If you remember, the Rosh brought a raya that this is true, that there's another halacha going on, that you have to have more seil than chama, separate from the question of the machitza perspective and what the tzchach is as a machitza. There's a halacha that you have to have seil merubah. The biggest proof to this is, because let's imagine in terms of Hilchus Machitza, you can put one bar next to another, less than three tefachim apart, and make the whole Machitza filled with such things, where clearly if you add up the amount of airspace, you're going to have more than you have the Omeid. But as long as each part of the Machitza is within three tefachim of the other, that's called Lavud, it's as if it were all sealed, it's a perfect Machitza for Shabbos. Would anyone say for sukkah that you can have such a thing? Obviously not. If you have a situation of a sukkah with schach, where every piece of schach is within three tefachim of the other, so lavud is very nice, right? Lavud seals it up, but lemaisa sukkah is pasul. Why? Says the Rosh, because obviously there's another halachi. I understand what a lavud accomplished. Lavud accomplished that it considers as if it was all sealed. But there's a halacha that you need seil merubah. So we're going to have a kosher sukkah. You don't have a schach producing tzel. This is the raya that the Rosh had, as did the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid gave the example of a little nekev. So obviously it's a perfect machitza. You can have a machitza with a little hole, but if through that hole the sun gets through and breakthrough creates tremendous chama lamata where it's more than tzel, obviously it's not a good sukkah. Says the Tosas Rid, the kosh zman shachamasim mitzimlasa fiu mahayon nachon Here he says the point. What's the bito? It's a bito in the schach. The schach that cannot produce adequate sale is nothing. It's as if it doesn't exist. It's as if I have no schach. This is the answer to the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, therefore, on Rashi. Paritz ka'omed now till tomorrow. But where's the sale that the schach has to produce? Without the sale, I don't have a kosher sukkah. I don't have kosher schach. So do I have a machitza that's enclosed? Maybe. Not maybe. Yeah. Kodra papa. Parts call me mutter. Or if you have lavud, say that. But there's a halacha that you need sale. So it comes out, the Mishnah that tells us, Chamasa Mitzilasa Psula, and Kadadik Sheira, is telling us a halacha. What halacha is it telling us? So for Rabbeinu Tam, it's telling us the halacha of what? We're talking about Nomala. And it's telling us the halacha of Parutz Meruba La'omed being a problem, as opposed to Parutz Ke'omed being okay. That's the mission. According to the Rush, as he explains in Rashi, until it's written within Rashi, it's telling us a different halacha. Because it's talking about Nomata now. Chamasa b'mitzvah is l'mata. As far as l'mala is concerned, they are equal. Which means that vis-a-vis machitza, I have valid machitza. Parts call me is valid. I can have a lavud also. Oh, that's good. But the problem is, there's a halacha. What halacha? The halacha that you need to have tzeir. So either way, the Mishnah is talking about a halacha. And if I have mechsa l'mata, then I have enough tzeir. I have enough tzeir. The Lashon HaRosh was sell, you hate sell meruba, so the answer is meruba means it shouldn't be less than the cham. If it's equal, that's fine. That's the way it emerges from the Rosh Bidas Rashi. If we were to go back and read Rashi, when Rashi says that if I have miut sale, then it's kamisha eno because it's bottle. So the pshat would be, if you want to read the Rush into Rashi, because pshat is you need sale. And if I have a miyut sale, I don't have sale. Which means, umaisa, I need to have sale meruba. Meruba means not a miyut. Because if it's a miyut, it's as if it didn't exist. So, the Rush didn't mean you need sale. The halacha was you need sale meruba. Rush meant you need sale, which practically means you're going to have meruba, otherwise you don't have sale. And Rashi is telling us that if you have chamas and rumi tzilasa, you don't have to say. That's, I think, more or less where we are right now based on yesterday. Within Rabbeinu Tam, obviously we have to deal with what we originally asked before. Why do we change the language of the Mishnah from the language in Erevin to speak about chamasa and tzilasa? And of course we have to address what the Rosh and Tosafot are addressing, that how can you have, how come you don't say that you can have schach with lavud? If all that we need is, all that we're dealing with is just, do I have a machitza, do I not have a machitza? And machitza can be comprised of lavud, so why can't I have schach in such a way? And obviously that's not true. Obviously if I have a situation of a schach constructed with lavud, and I have more chama, that's obviously no good. Good. So let's see. Let's try to say a little bit something for Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll see the other way to learn Rashi, which again has maybe a little bit of similarity, but it's not exactly the same thing. First, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Adkan, let's see if anyone has any questions to clarify so far. Yeah, Adrian.
Isn't a kasha also of what Rabbeinu Tam does with the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai?
The halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is that of Rav Papa. What you might be asking, I'm not sure, is, and we'll get to that in the Ran, but L'chorei Tam, we don't have a good answer to this. What would Rabbeinu Tam say according to Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua? I don't know if that's what you're asking. Okay. Again, let me ask.
Only limited to Rav Papa?
No. No, the Gemara says clearly that both of them have their take on what the Lacha Moshe Mitzrayim was. Either the Lacha Mitzrayim was Al Tifros Ruba, that's our Papa's take on what the Lacha Moshe Mitzrayim was, or what the Lacha Moshe Mitzrayim was Gedor Ruba, that's Avunah Bishu. L'chora, this is a kash that we're not going to be able to answer today. Maybe you'll have an answer for me, but I don't have an answer right now. L'fi Rabbeinu Tam, what would we say in terms of reconciling the Mishnayos according to Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua? This Gemara that we just read, that works out the two Mishnayos, Kamamal Kamamata, seems to be assuming that Parets Ka'omid Mutu. Namely, that since everything is about the objective reality of what you have in terms of the Schach versus the Avir, the Kanu Mala means that's where it's kosher. The Kamamata means because you don't read it correctly, you're not assessing it correctly, but really you have too much Avir. But if you have, in fact, equal Avir and equal Kanim, it's kosher. That's Rabbeinu Tam's take on the Gemara. No, and that's Rav Papa's Mashal. But that's Rav Papa's Shita. Where does that leave Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua? That's a difficulty. Now, according to what we just said within Rashi, according to the Rush, is that a problem or is not a problem? According to the Rush, is it a problem? According to Rav Yeshua, what's going to be? Because it's two separate halachas. It's not me inyan echad. Parets ka'omed mutar asur is not relevant to this issue. I have lavud. As far as I'm concerned, I have even lavud. Lavud is even better than parts ka'omed. I have mamish lavud. It's all sealed. Inside the enclosure of the schach, I have everything I need. I have omi mirbala parts. I have lavud. But I need that the schach has to make sale. And if I have a miut, if I have a miut of sale, I don't have sale. So the Meshua can live perfectly with the din of the Mishnah. I'm just showing you in sharper focus what distinguishes Rabbeinu Tam vis-a-vis we see in Rashi. According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yeshua has no problem with this Mishnah, with this Gemara. But Rabbeinu Tam is forcing into the Gemara Rav Papa's perspective. But back to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the notion in Rabbeinu Tam of using language of Chamasa and Silasa if the issue in Erevin is about Omed and Parutz and Binyan? Why are we changing the language? And what about the issue of love? Why doesn't that solve everything? Yeah?
So
he doesn't have to concern himself with the other Shita. I hear. Okay, maybe that's it. That's, we have no choice to say. I mean, that's what's going to come out. We don't really have a Pshat Quinta of Punavish. We'll see. We'll soon get to the Ran. The Ran works a Pshat in Rashi, and then he tries to work at Punavish as well. Yeah, Nikki.
By the Mechitza.
Yeah.
Isn't love it against Aruna? He says Paras Gomit Oster, but wouldn't love it say?
Rav Papa said Paras Gomit Mutter.
Rav Huna says
yeah.
Paras Gomit Oster.
Yeah.
Love it says
that the three tefillin apart, then it's Mutter. Love it is another halacha. No, there's two separate. They were talking about when it was not love. The love it is itself, it solves a lot of things by itself. Yeah?
I'm not sure if this would cover that. I was wondering why Rabbeinu Tam would choose to cite the Sugya in Erevin as opposed to the Sugya in August.
We see that it's. The Sugya is a parallel. I mean, there are differences in the Shtak of Itar. That's a separate shmuz to go through. But the two Sugyas. But obviously the issues that are at stake in Machitza of Shabbos obviously play out. We have to learn it more carefully here, but obviously Gemara makes that link. What's true about Omid Merah Paretz or Omid Kipparetz in Machitzas, that's also relevant for Schach. Yeah,
that. So have we dealt with the fact that, have we answered, that we pointed out that for Rashi, it doesn't also only seem to be about the floor, because even when Rashi says when it's 50-50 by the floor, then it's Yadua that above there's more schach.
Yeah, so that we didn't give an answer to that. Why did Rashi, and the Rach also does this, why does Rashi have to go back and tell us what's going on above? It's a good Ha'ara, the Rashash and others deal with it. Could be, but I'm not going to elaborate. Could be that Rashi is saying it because he wants to accommodate Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Parash Kol Midrash. So could be Rashi wants to cover his bases, so he tells you, yeah, but you have that in terms of the Lamaus. It's going to open up more questions, but obviously this is a question that's a valid question. Yeah.
Tosfos' whole question is coming because our sugya seems to be going according to Rav Papa.
Because Rav Papa is one who gives the mashal over there. Yeah.
Why would anybody need to accommodate for it?
No, because the stiras and mishnayis are still out there. The question of the Gemara of the ha-ka-adadi in one mishnah is mashma that mechsel mechsel is kashim. Right, that's my Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mashmah the other way, so you have to find an answer. The Gemara gave an answer, but that answer doesn't seem to square with anyone but Rav Papa. So where does that leave Rav Huna Yeshua? Which ultimately you're gonna have to figure out a mahalach for the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara gave an answer, but Rabbi Tam is locked into Rav Papa in explaining the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is saying this in response to a question. Right? So let's do this. Let's first come back to Rabbeinu Tam and add a layer of Havana here in terms of Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's Parsha Pshat. And then we'll see what else we can add with Rashi. So, really, we have two questions. But if you think about it deeper, one question really answers the other. What are the two questions here of Rabbeinu Tam? First of all, why focus here on Chamasa and Silasa and not focus on the objective? How much is binyan, how much is omed, how much is parutz? Why are we using different lush? Why are we changing the music in terms of the words if the concept is identical to that we find in Erevin? So why not use the same type of language as over there? Right? And secondly, the taina that the Rosh had, Tosafot had on Rabbeinu Tam, that look, if you have a schach made out of lavud, you obviously don't have a kasher sukkah. Why not? I have a good mechitza. Love it seals everything. So, obviously, again, what I mean, one kasha answers the other. Because it's true that there's a principle called Paretz Ka'omid Mutter, and there's a principle called Lavud, which says that we view the mechitza as being closed, if it were by Lavud, or we see it as a valid enough mechitza, as long as I have that it's not more breach than standing. However, this is true when it comes to just the question of a mechitza of Shabbos. However, when we're talking about the mechitza of schach, and again, we're talking about the schach from the perspective of being a mechitza. That's Rabbeinu Tam's angle. It's a mechitza. We're using the principles of Machitz of Shabbos and applying it to the Halach of Schach. But what is Schach? Schach is something that's there to protect from the sun. What is Schach? It's Megan, it's protecting. It's standing up to the sun. It's shielding from the sun. If I have Schach that's not creating that barrier, we're not talking below, we're talking where it is. We're not looking below, we're looking at the point of the schach. Then, from the perspective of the mechitza of schach of sukkah, I don't have the enclosure. To that perspective, it's called poritz, not omed. In other words, the measure of whether I have omed in schach is going to be defined by whether the chama can get through or not get. If the schach is successful in shielding from the sun, again, at the point where it's situated, not below, then that is called schach that's omeid. If the chama goes right through it, then that's called parutz. So, for example, if I have this schach separated, each part from the other, less than 3 tefachim, so I could say lavud, it's all sealed, the chama doesn't know about lavud. The chama goes right through. So therefore, it's parutz. It's not going to be sealed. It's not sealed. And so it is when the Mishnah is phrasing the halacha of chamasa mitzilasa the impasso vis-a-vis ki hadadi being kasher. The Mishnah wants to convey, again, the principle at work is the principle of Rav Papa, as Rav Tam explains it. What do I have here, the enclosure of schach? Do I have parts ka'omed, or do I have parts meruba al ha'omed? Chamasim mitzilasa translates into parts meruba al ha'omed, which is possible. If it were equal, that would translate into parts ka'omed. But how do I define these, the application of parts ka'omed, or parts meruba al-omed when it comes to sukkah, to this mechitza, the schach mechitza? That will have to be defined in terms of whether the schach has protected from the sun or didn't protect from the sun. If it's chamasim mitzilas, again, where at the point where it is, where it's positioned, then that becomes a problem for its mubal omid, because the schach has not protected on most of the area that it's there. If it's ki hadadi, then that's cool, parts ka omid. But the Mishnah had to change the language because the definition of parts and the definition of omid over here is going to have to be defined in terms of whether this is a successful barrier from the chama or not. It's burnt pshut, you have to hear it. Like you have to hear it. That's why Rabbeinu Tam is learning what he's learning. It's a function of where it is. Did it stand up to the sun where it is? But why is that the measure? Because that's how you define whether it's considered parutz or omed. You can't bring in the general halach of lavud and say, well, I have a valid mechitza. No, the mechitza of schach has to be a function of whether it's a mechitza to be megan from the sun, to protect from the sun. And therefore, again, at what point? Not below, where it is. So therefore, if it's protecting 50% from the sun where it is, then that's put karts kalmid mutter. That's the duke of the first Mishnah. That would be kasher. If it's only protecting less than 50%, then that's called parts meruba lomid. That's the basis of the psul of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah needed to phrase it in terms of chamasim mitzilasa, because that's why I have the problem of parts meruba lomid. It's not about what would be by Shabbos. It's about whether it's considered a mechitza of schach, and schach is a mechitza insofar as it protects where it is from the sun. It has to protect 50% or more, according to Rav Papa. And therefore, it's chamasim mitzilasa that's pasul, as opposed to 50-50. But where are we looking? At what point are we looking? No matter.
That answers both questions of love.
That's what I say. So one question answers the other. That's what I was saying. In other words, the chayra, when you take the two questions, you realize, in effect, both questions are resolving each other. You have to frame it in terms of chama and sale, because that's how you're going to be able to translate the principle of parutz and omed that we find elsewhere in terms of the context that we're applying it to over here, which is schach. But again, what is clearly different than Rashi is that we're talking about the halacha, not some new halacha, that schach has to create sale. It's the halacha of parts ka'omed versus parts mubal omed. And the measure of that parts and that omed is whether it's chama protect shielding from the chama or not. But where are we looking? We're looking milmala at the point where it is. And according to Rashi, it's, as far as machitza is concerned, perfect. Lovewood, parts ka'omed, beautiful. This is the Rashi, Pshat Rashi. But then I have another problem. It's another halacha. Schach has to create sale. And if you don't have at least 50% sale, I don't have a kosher schach, because it hasn't created sale. That's a second halacha. And therefore the issue has to do with lamata. And that's a second halacha. It has nothing to do with the issue of parts go. And that halacha has nothing to do with Rav Huna or Rav Papa. As far as the mechitza is concerned, I had a perfect mechitza. I have lavud, I have parts ka'omid, but I have another problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem is that I have too much sun going through above, and that's considered parts meruba ala omid. That's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, just to touch the words of the Mishnah. With this, I think we can appreciate what the Ran and the Ramban are doing back in Rashi. Now let's look at what the Ran does when he quotes Rashi and defends Rashi from Benu Tam, and we'll see her where this is like a sort of an in-between between what we've seen so far within the two approaches that we set first for Rashi with the Rush, and then we just set for Benu Tam. The aspects of both, you might say, here. Let's look at the Lashon HaRan in the second parak. Again, you'll see in the Ramban, he's getting it from the Ramban, but we'll read it in the Ran. Okay, so Amar HaPapa, Hainu Da'ami Inshi, everyone have it, it's in the old Dapi Rif, it's Daf Yud, in the Ozvahadar, it's Daf Amud Chavtes. Amar HaPapa, Hainu Da'ami Inshi, Gezuzo El Kista Militachas, Kisha Nekeb Racha Milmala, Shir Zuz, Chamasoch Racha Milmata, Kishir Sela, Kach Birush Rashiza. So it spreads out below, and that's the basis of the problem. How could he agree to this answer? How could that be? He's the one who holds parts. Okay. So now, we all know what the Rush answered. And the Rid. What did the Rush and the Rid answer? Very good. Parts call me mutter. But there's a second halacha that you have to have sale, right? What is the Rush? So, do I have parts? Do I have parts ka'omet according to the Rush and according to the Rid? Of course, but there's the second halach. The Ran is going to say something different. The Rav Kushi, the Chi Amar Rav Papa Hachi, Hani Mili in Dofin Shabbos, Ubeschach Pasul. See, now we have to get to the case of Schach Pasul in just a minute. When would our Papa say that it's a Paritz Ka'omid situation? That would be fine if it's 50-50. That's if it's Shabbos. Or the case in Daf Tezvav, where you have 50% Schach Kasher and 50% Schach Pasul. Because then what would our Papa say? Over there, the Chehecha Da'agmi Rachmano L'moshe B'Shabbos. Lo Tifrot Zruba. Just like we had, I think Marin Ervin says, that the halacha mishmisina by Shabbos was, don't breach more than 50%. Hachi nami agmi besuka lo tesachich bipsul ruba. What would be the application of that when we speak about schach, like schach pasul? Don't have more than 50% schach pasul. Meaning, 50% schach pasul, 50% schach kasher, it's fine. That's by schach pasul and schach kasher. That's the same as what would be by Mechitz of Shabbos. 50% is fine. More than 50% of Parutz or Schach Pasul in the case of Schach, no good. Hakia Dadi Shari. And that's the reason why the Mishnah works out on Daf Tezvav in Sukkah by according to Rav Papa. I think Mar starts the Sugya there. Va'ainu, the Asil and Shapir, Masnissin, and Makari Sukkah, and Bishbuddin, and Makari Beruch Samita, that says over there in the Mishnah, if you put Schach Pasul and then you fill the gaps with schach kasher, miyesh revach beinin kemosan that you filled in with schach kasher k'sheira, alibud rapapa kideisa perkamash sheafa pisha schach pasul chashiv keparutz leinach sheira de sukkah k'sheira. In other words, schach pasul is parutz, but what's the distribution here? What's the proportion? What is it? Parutz ke omed, right? That's good. Lefisha ein psula rapa alach sheira. The psula is not more. That's exactly what Papa's did. Zag the Ran, but when it comes to Avir, you're not going to be able to say that. What do we have in Avir? We have the point where the schach is half schach, half Avir. What's our Beil Tam's taina? The Papa, Parutz Gaome. Zag the Ran, listen carefully, and here's where you see how he's saying different than we've seen so far. Avo ba'Avir ef shaloma kein. You can't say this. That I don't have more avir than schach. Why? Shekevan, since it's true, shim hem shavim milmala. Ha'avir rabo milmata. Since if you have 50-50 above, then you're going to have more avir and more chama below. Because that's the nature of the sun coming down on the angle. V'sukkah b'tzel talya milsa. And sukkah is the function of tzel. Now here's the giveaway, that this is not what we saw until now. Harei parut shela meruba la'omeg. Here are the key words. So why do we? How do we frame this situation? As parutz ki omed or parutz meruba la'omed? What did the Ran just tell us? Parutz meruba la'omed. Now here, again, this is the rush, or it's not the rush? Not the rush. What did the rush say? Parutz ki omed, check it off the list. Perfect. But, nitna halacha, you have to have tzel. So that's where you failed the test. So that's why it's chachet pas. The Ran is not saying this. The Ran is working within the application of the principle at work in Erevin. Parutz ki omed is valid for a papa. Parutz meruba la'omed is no good. Says the Ran, when it comes to sukkah, if you're dealing with schach pasol, distributed with schach kasher, so then, if I have 50-50, then that's exactly parutz ki omed, and that fits for a papa, and that's the sukkah, that has love in sukkah. But if I'm dealing with schach and avir, then 50-50 above is the same as parutz meruba la'omed, because since the sun breaks through and creates more sun below, so that's called parutz meruba la'omed. In other words, what we're measuring in terms of what's called parutz and what omed is not what's above, but it's what's created below as a result of what's above. The measure of what you call parts and what you call omed is going to have to take into account not just the physical schach where it is, but what it does below as a result of its position where it is, being positioned where it is. And therefore, if the schach where it is, and they have avir next to it, has led to a protection of less than 50% for someone below, then that is called parts meruba la'omed.
This is within Rashi,
absolutely. Now, there's something here that resonates in terms of what we just said a minute ago in Rabbeinu Tam, but here's the difference. In Rabbeinu Tam, we said that what matters is what's happening above, but in terms of what? Not just in terms of physically how much space the schach is taking up, or how you can consider it to be halachically taken up. Because the issue has to do with whether it's protecting or not protecting. That's where the language of the Mishnah is Hamasa and Silasa, not Omed and Parutz. Because what defines Omed and Parutz for Rabbeinu Tam is going to be a measure of whether it protects successfully or not. But that protection is a function of protecting from the sun where it is. And therefore, if I have a love, but I can't call that. That it's sealed from the perspective of an enclosure of sukkah, it's coming right through the sun. So therefore, it's all parutz. But the issue is, where is the protection that we're discussing? Where is it happening for Rabbeinu Tam? At the top. Masha Enkin, what the Ran is saying within Rashi, is that the problem is a problem of parutz meruba la'omed. Yes, Rav Papa says parutz ka'omed mutter. But this is not called parutz ka'omed. This is called parutz meruba la'omed. Because what I have to consider is the result of the protection for the person sitting below. And therefore, if the result, since the nature of the sun is that it spreads itself, and therefore the chama will be exceeding the tzel, that would therefore be viewed as parutz meruba la'omed. But let's remember, but what case is better? What case is called by sukkah parutz ka'omed? Let's come back a line in the Ran. No, I understand the bottom, But what case is called parutz ka'omed that we want to apply to sukkah? The Gemara on Tezvav in sukkah, right? The case where you have schach pasul, schach kasher. Now, something very interesting comes out of this. If the schach pasul was absent, what would be the halacha in the sukkah? Pasul, because the sun goes right through, and then you have greater chama than sel mata, and therefore we would render this, classify this case as what? As parts mubal, omed, our papa would agree. That's the Gemara Chavez that we just saw. That would be the case of Pasul. But if in that gap of Avir you would put Schach Pasul, so what's happened now? 50-50. What do I have? a kasha sukkah. Without the schach pasul, it would be a problem. How can that be? Go ahead.
Isn't it just that paras kaomi allows you to say that even the pasul schach is considered regular schach?
It's not true. It's not true. It's not regular schach. It's pasul schach. No. It's that what you're trying to say is that it's called paras kaomi, not called paras merubah la'omi. That's what you're trying to say. In other words, what is this considered? And then the question, that question has to be defined in terms of, well, how much sale and how much chama do we have below in this case? How much sale is being contributed by ischacha kasher in this case? Below, how much sale? What percentage of sale is the schach kasher giving us? Well, you have 50% schach kasher and 50% schach pasul above. How much sale do we have from the schach kasher below? 50%. Has it been compromised in any way? No, because the fact that schach pasul is there means that the son is not taken away from that sale. So memela, each schach is giving 50%. Memela, it's called parts kaomi, because I have lamata, 50 and 50. Masha enkein, if I have avir above, memela, the chama has taken off some of the sale that the 50% of schach above has given, to the extent that below I no longer have 50% of sin. Memela, it's called parts merubah la'omid. This is what the Rav is saying, b'das Rashi. Yeah.
So let's say you had 40% of kosher schach and 60% of pasul schach, according to Rashi.
No. So probably you have, it's no good, obviously no good.
Why?
Because I don't have the sale of a kosher schach. I don't have sufficient sale of a kosher schach. It's less than 50%. But if it's 50-50, then it goes down to 50-50 also. But when it's avir, on the other hand, and the other 50% avir, then it really is going to become more chama b'lamata. Therefore, I have a problem. It's not parts kumin anymore. It's parts mubalo. That's solving the riddle. That's what it comes down to. The schacha pasul being there means that the schacha kasher has in fact contributed the 50% of selamata. Whereas if it was exposed, then it means that when it comes, what was produced by the schacha kasher has been taken away from what it would otherwise be able to produce because of the chama coming in, and therefore I have less sale as a result of the fact that the chama has taken over. But if I have schach pasul, then I have the same equal amount of sale from both. Meaning I have sufficient sale. Parts kolmi. There's another layer here though. I want you another read a line of the random. So this is where we are so far. Everyone here clearly how the Ran's Pshat and Rashi is a very different mahalach than what we saw before. Yeah, Yitzchak.
And is the schach pasul allowing you to now use the schach, or even can you even sit underneath the pasul schach?
These are sugyas later on. In other words, we're talking side by side. That's the simple answer is we're talking side by side. That's the case of the Mishnah. Cases like we have Tarovas, these are sugyas later with Ilan, Aptes, a whole separate.
I'm saying side by side. Can you sit underneath the pasul schach also?
In terms of you being there, that's also sugyas later on. Also sugyas later on, depends how much. Yeah, Obviously, there's a separate halacha. Avir is posel begimel. And if you have a certain amount of gimel tfachin, avir, that pasul's a sukkah. And then there's a din of schach pasul, dal tfachin, pasul's a sukkah. So if you have that much, then it would be a problem. And then even if it's less, these are the yeshenim tachta, these sukkahs later on also. I wonder if the sukkah is kasher. Where the yeshiva sukkah is going to play out, that's a separate sukkah. But do we have a kasher sukkah? That's what we want to know. Wait, John, yeah.
Isn't it
correct
that if you could still have more schach than avir,
and you could also have more sun than jade? How so? You have 51% schach, but the sun spreads out more than 51% sun. So what's the issue? I hear. We'll see in a minute, and I'm sure what he does with this, L'chara, are we measuring just by below, or are we measuring doing a sacha kol? That's the next line of the Ran. We'll get to it in just a second. It could be relating to what you're bringing up. Yeah, it's interesting. Ari.
How would we exactly explain the what's going on with the shade being produced by non-kosher schach, according to how the Ran's understanding, not the Ran, how the Rashi's understanding Rashi? As in, he says every also niche, but it's being produced by Russell's top. So how are we going to explain that according to him?
So as long as you have enough produced, same point, as long as you have enough produced by the kosher schach, so that's cool that your kosher schach gave you a shave. Again, I think that would be the same. It's no worse than it was out here. Yeah. Yeah.
Before we go on, can Rebbe kind of summarize what the Ran's Peshat and Rashi is?
So again, I think in a nutshell, the Ran is learning in defense of Rashi that the case that Rabbi Tam wanted to label as Poritz Ka'omed, namely, where Lamala, you have equal amount of schach and ear space, it's really not Paritz Ka'omed. Because the measure of Paritz Ka'omed is not in how much schach and how much avir is over there, and you might add how much protection is being afforded from the sun over there. It's a function, I would say also, because of the next line of the Ran, but leave it also in parentheses for now, it's a function of how much impact that shielding will be when you look below. And therefore, if indeed the Chama breaks through and creates more sun than shade below, then this is really not a Paritz Ka'omed situation. I have to look at what the schach is meant to accomplish in terms of its function, not just about what it's doing where it is, but what is its function in terms of impacting on below. And therefore, since it has not created 50% of shade below, therefore we have to classify this in terms of Rav Papa himself as a Paritz Merubah Ka'omed, not a Paritz Ka'omed. Lokein half and half schach pasuch schach kasher, where indeed it's Paritz Ka'omed, but in terms of Avir, it's going to be Paritz Merubah Ka'omed. This is how the Ran is learning. According to the Rush, on the other hand, Paritz Ka'omed I solved, but I have another problem. And that's the basis of the problem in the Mishnah. Let's go to Rav Hunbeit of Yeshua now. So let's speak outside, okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have an answer, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, where does Rav Hunbeit of Yeshua fit into all of this? He holds Paritz Ka'omed is us. So where does this leave our Mishnah and the Diyukim of our Mishnah? Chamasam Mitzilasas Pasal. Ki Adadis Kasha. We're dealing with where it is above. Why is it Kasha? I would be sure it says Paritz Ka'omed is us, I don't have a machitza. We don't know. That's a problem. We don't have it. No time. He's only working on puppet. Good. According to the Rush, within Rashi, what would you say? Any issue? We've spoken up before. Any problems? Perfect, right? I have a... Why? Because I could have a lovelet. As far as I'm concerned, I have a lovelet. No problem. In terms of machitza, no problem. The problem is I don't have enough shade. I don't have shade. So that's the problem. The nu'alach. Don't bring in parts from Mubal Omi, parts from Omi. That was never the issue here. We took care of that. But the problem is I don't have shade. What about according to the Ran? This is what the Ran is about to address. We just explained within Rashi that defining the problem of the Mishnah is going to be a problem apart from Mubal Omid. Because we're measuring parts in Omid, not by the schach and where it is, but what is the protection afforded below from the schach that's above. And from the perspective of what's being protected below, so now if I have equal 50-50 above, what do I really have? I have more chama below, and therefore it's called parts merubah ka'omed. Suppose I have 50-50 below. That's the diuk of the Mishnah. That will be fine. So Rashi added, because then in Mishnah I have more tzchach than avir above. But meanwhile, in terms of the below, which is the what you want to achieve from the schach, what am I left with? What proportion? 50-50. No, so how does that square that case, that's mutter, that's kasher, with the Vodir Rishu? This is what the Ran now asks. Says the Ran something interesting. Next line. What do they do here, the Dalit? What? Nami, Tanile. He can also explain that what the Gemara is saying, that Bikiyadadi Melmata that would be kosher. That's the diuk of our Mishnah, right? Chamas mitzilasa lamata, that's the kan lamata of Rashi, is going in our Mishnah. So kan lamata would be pasul, but kiadadi lamata would be kosher. So how does that fit with the Mishnah? It says, fine. Bisham de lamala ome miruba. Because in the case that you have a 50-50 below, then it means that you have situated above more schach. Umilmata nami, kiavi kiadadi. So therefore, when it's going to be, even though it's 50-50 below, and Rabbi Yehoshua says 50-50 is no good, but omid miruva parts machshiv le. So Rabbi Yehoshua would be able to classify this comfortably as omid miruva. Even though we just said that the definition should be measured by what's happening in terms of the protection below, but here the Ran is broadening the factors that contribute to defining here what's called Omed Meruba, Parutz Meruba, Omed Kiparutz. He says, if, bottom line, I have the net of everything is Omed Meruba, because after all, what do I have below? 50-50. Which means, what do I have above? What do I have above? More schach, Omed Meruba. So therefore, if Rav Yehoshua says, that's called Omed Meruba. In other words, for Rav Yehoshua, we take into account both points. As long as I can say comfortably after everything that I have more omeid than parutz, and what goes into defining and adding up what goes into omeid, it's not just the resulting shade of below, but it's that together with what's happening above and how they're distributed above. That's called Gedor Ruba. What did the Torah say? What did Hashem say to Moshe? Lashna Gemara Ervin? Gedor Ruba. I have something more in Omei than Parutz. That's called a good Mechitza. So for the Ran, that would be valid over here as well. Because since in a Chinami, below it's 50-50, but that plus the fact that I have more above, that's called in the Sacha Kol, the total picture is, I have more Omeid than Parutz. That's what the Ran's saying. Hilkach Rav Papa Boi, Ki Adadi Milmata, Dovene Vishua Nami Sagli Ba'achi. That's Rav Papa says, that you need Ki Adadi Milmata, because everyone would agree in that case, even Rav Yehoshua Zenirali. You see, John, this is what you were bringing in a little bit, so now you have to try to imagine if you could construct such a case, what would be if, like, you know, they would, you know, the net result would be one way, but, you know, the separate cheshbonus will be different. The Ran seems to be saying you look at everything together in the totality and then define it based on that, be it Rav Papa, be it Rav Yehoshua. He's talking to Rav Yehoshua now. But the basic mahalach that the Ran is presenting within Rashi in some way is not so far apart than what we said for Rabbeinu Tam himself. Namely that the definition of Omed and Parutz, when it comes to Sukkah, when we talk about a case of Avir and Schach, is going to depend on the success of the sukkah, of the schach, in protecting from the sun. That would allow us to define something as omid versus as parutz. But where is Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, where are they different? In Rabbeinu Tam, where do we look at that protection? Where is it happening? On top. And therefore, once you can clear that on top and say, I have sufficient omid, be it, like Rav Papa says, omid Kiparutz, Parutz Ka'omeid, that's all that matters, Meretz Kasha. For the Ran, Bedas Rashi, that's not what we look at. We look at the result of that protection as it relates to below. And therefore, if it's going to create Miut Seil Milmata, less Seil, less shade, then I have a problem, even though it's equal above, because that's called Parutz Rubalo. But if it has equal shade, that would be fine, even for Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua. Why? Because after all, it's equal below, but the net result is I have more omeid, because I have equal below, but I have more schach above. And the case of schach pasul, schach kasha, the Ran said, so there already it's going to be measured by what you have above, because l'maisa, you're not going to have any more sun, because you have the schach pasul there, so l'maisa, the shade of the schach kasher is going to be 50%. Now, if we go back to Lashon Rashi now, in reading the Ran in Rashi. Now, what do we do in Rashi? Rashi said that if I have less shade, if I have more chama than sail, so Rashi says, it's batel. Hamud batel berov, ariu kamisha eino. What do we need that? Ariu kamisha eino. According to the Rush, we explained, what do we say for the Rush? Kamisha eino, because I need sail, and if I don't have at least 50%, I don't have sail. According to the Ran, the Das Rashi, what's the point? The point is I have parts Mubala Omed. So that's the problem. Why is it Kemisha'eno? There's no second halacha according to the Ran. That was the Rashi's pshat. There's a new halacha. You need to have sail. New halacha. According to the Ran, it's the halacha of parts Mubala Omed. It's just that the application is takes into account the milmat. For Rabbeinu Tam, the application of that principle takes into account only the milmala. According to the Ran de Das Rashi, the application of the din of Omid parts, Omid Amruva parts, is going to take into account the Lamata. Okay, so why did Rashi say Kamisha'ena? Who can say something? Maybe, yeah?
Maybe because he said he's following the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole point is just to see whether or not it provides shade.
Yeah.
Look, in the end, still it's providing shade. As in that part is providing some shade. So you're saying no.
If providing shade only in a small percentage, so then I don't have a machitza. I don't have a schach. That's what I'm asking you. If I have only a miut sail, then that translates into parts miruba la omid. So what Rashi say kimishayna? Unless, this is more for Erevin, Tesvav, to learn. What is that halacha when I have parts miruba la omid? And if I don't have a machitza, what's the pshat over there? Maybe hagufa. In other words, what is the pshat? Why isn't it a good machitza? Because if I have more breach than wall, then it's ki'ilu, that whatever standing is non-existent. In other words, it's no different than the basic. Rashi's not saying anything new over here. It's not kamisha eino because of a new din. That would be the rush in Rashi. This is the general principle, always. And you have to know if this is correct, but it's off the cuff. We would say maybe that the whole halacha of parts mubal omed also boils down to the fact that the omed is kamisha'ena. It's such a lashon of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar Dafka, such a lashon that the omed is kamisha'ena. So you have to know if that could be what Rashi's trying to say. Lamaisa, the Ran here does also relate to Lashon Rashi. The Ran by us, we'll just end with this, and we'll say a little bit on the parsha, we'll see. But the Ran by us, I guess we'll leave the Gemara for next year. I thought we might start the Gemara, but it doesn't seem like we'll get to it. But just the Ran over here is in Siaches to Lashon Rashi. Let's just see it. No windows are open. Maybe. Something. A little bit of a... Yeah, okay. I know what words to use exactly, but it's not Seil Echam exactly, but it's something. Yeah. Lashon of the Ran, it helps, it does help a little bit. The Ran says as follows, take a look. What is the muad of what? Rashi is very vague. Muad batel berov. Muad of what and rov of what? So you could have argued, without knowing much of the Gemara Chabez that we now know, what is the muad? The muad of? The muad of tzchach is batel in the rov of avid. Which means we're looking at where the tzchach is. But there's the Ran, it can't be, because we know the Sugya Chavez and how Rashi learned it. V'lomar tzolomar, sh'aschach ha-muot yeibatul v'rov ha-megula, meaning the schach, where it is batul in the avir space next to it. Ki'ilu ein sham schach kal. U'kmo shera isi mishakasav ken. So the bitul that we're talking about is on the point where the schach is, and the schach being a mute, and the avir being a majority. No. The sugi that we've been looking at, the masnis and machamasa de lamata kamar. This is Rashi's pshat. That the Mishnah, our Mishnah, kan no malo, again, you have a lot of chazal v'shabbos, I both say. Kan no mal, kan no mata. If you have a quiz, you'll be able to answer it well, right? Kan mal, kan no mata. What's the pshat lamalo, what's the pshat lamata? According to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So, no, according to Rashi, what's the kan no mata? What Mishnah? Beza Meralef. Right? Chamas and Ruba is Pasol. Ki adadi bikasher. We're talking milmata. No, so therefore, what does Rashi mean? Hamud batal berov. So obviously, not talking about the schach where it is. Ava umemala mesuchach v'megul ki adadi ninu. But if we have an equal on the top, then kizuz me'el kizra militachas. We came into ki adadi ninu, and if it's ki adadi on top, then there's no bittel because it's 50-50. So how could that be puzzle? And yet we're saying that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Why is it puzzle? Because it's going to create more chamal levata. So then what's the bittu going on? Not bittu's not going on what's above, on the schach. Because to the contrary, I can have a 50-50, there's no bittu, and it's also part of the din of the Mishnah that's puzzle. So that's the Ran's hechrach, that the pshat and Rashi, and what's bittu and what, is not about the schach above. So what is Pshat in our Rashi? What is it that's becoming batel? The tzeil lamata. Then he adds a line that we have to maybe revisit. That has to do with perhaps the sugya later in the Gemara. If he says that lamal miyasim is kasher chori, doesn't need tzeil, can muach of the Gemara. The saving the masusin to be hako, and this is a din that everybody agrees to. Says the Ran, afilachi boy mia shehe meitzel. You still need it. Has to make sale because shalom with the mitzvah ain't can sale. Kain nearly pierce the kushet of Rashi. So now, how do you read the last words of the Rashi? The al shem haschach kuyisuka. What does Rashi want with that? What does Rashi want with that? The Pnei Yeshua wonders, according to the way the Ran read Rashi, Rashi should have said the Al Shem what? Shem Atzel Kri.
Ran
doesn't quote it, but Rashi said it. He didn't address that part of Rashi. So you have to know, something to think about. Where Rashi has to focus on the Al Shem Aschach Kri. Rashi is trying to emphasize maybe the nature of the problem lies in what? That I don't have sale. What don't I have in Mela? What don't I have? I don't have Aschach. So but this is not the pshat of the Rush. We're talking within the Ran, but lemaisa, the problem becomes a problem that I don't have schach. I don't have a schach, and the sukkah is al shem aschach. So the problem becomes a problem in the schach. Ari,
just a question. Jim, for clarification, you said you explained earlier how we would explain Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua according to the Mishnah on Tefav.
That's the Gemara. The Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara gives an answer that it's talking about the space. The gaps in between are actually a little more because it's nichnas v'yotze. So the schach kasha can go in a little bit with a little bit of comfort. That's the sugya there. It's just that you see from the Gemara that the Gemara is relating the issue of Pabim Shua to the Mishnah over there as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that nachmi in between Rishua and Papa? According to Rush would be in a case where it's full 50-50, where we said that 50 pasul, 50 kasher, because then you don't have any ruba on the bottom coming out of the top.
Nafka mina between who and who?
Between the Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua
and Rav Papa
would be
according to who?
According to the Rush's interpretation of Rashi.
Yeah.
Would be when you have 50% pasul schach, 50% kosher schach, because Rav Papa would say that's okay, according to the Rush's interpretation.
You know, but we explained, according to the Rush, it's fine too, because we have our Lovet on top. You're saying if you didn't have the Lovet either, you know, you're saying if the...
No, it's full 50-50.
Everything.
Because then you have 50% sale from the kosher schach, and there's no chama being, and there's nothing being lost. So we said according to...
No, one second. But as far as, according to the Rush, in Rashi... The issue that we're not dealing with our Mishnah doesn't do it.
I'm sorry. The Ran, okay.
Yeah.
According to the Ran, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
According to the Ran, then there's enough sale in the 50-50 case to be omade it as kosher stock.
Yeah, so the Ran needed to say that because it works for Mishnah, because you have more schach above.
No, so in the case where it's 50-50.
But then you would have, if you're 50-50 above, then you'd have more chamal lamata. So the puzzle according to everybody.
No, 50-50 kosher stock, 50-50 puzzles.
Ah.
Not obvious. I mean, according to the Ran, between
that's the second half above. Correct. Okay, let's see a little bit. I know everyone has questions, but we won't get to anything, so we'll hold your questions and maybe ask them.